Proclamation number 0462 of 12th of June, 1938. Complete lack of faith. Deepest fall. If you want to make the way easier for your own people, it is often enough just to point out the Lord's love and care, and they will recognize that everything that happens is not without a wise purpose. Where the heart should recover from hardships and turn to Him. But such events are often ignored. Man thinks of a higher being as long as he is in need, but not on carefree days, and that is why again and again suffering must be allowed over people, because the Lord's care is not valid, only, for the time on earth, but for all eternity. Therefore never let yourselves be pressed down. Would you know the value of such sufferings for yourselves? You would gladly take them upon yourselves, for they are only tiny compared to the glory that awaits you. Blessed is the hour that brings you the knowledge, and blessed is the day that you find your way to the Heavenly Father completely in your heart. Endlessly far is the way you had to go until you reached this time. But do you want to stagger so close to your goal? Do you want to have made it all the way here in vain? Do you want to cover this endless distance again? You do not recognize the body that you are wearing for what it is. As a grace that you have asked for and that has been granted to you. So you will also never be able to grasp on earth what unprecedented time of grace has been bestowed upon you. Where you can gather treasures upon treasures for the hereafter, for eternal life. If you only want to return fully to the Lord. So unbelievably many reminders and warnings goes out to you humans. The Lord is incessantly concerned with turning people's sense towards eternity. But if they persistently rejects everything, if they persistently only follows the world and finds the fulfillment of their wishes in it, how can the sense of man then be turned and correctly guided? This is not possible otherwise than through suffering, and this is more and more difficult the more persistently the soul remains in defense. Yes, it must even go so far that people are inclined to completely lose faith in God. Because often man can only then pull himself up to a firm will, when he has experienced the deepest fall. If he can no longer go any lower, then the desire for the heights comes twice as strong, and then man clings again to something outside of what he understands. He seeks to obtain contact with this force, which he suspects and senses. He will not be left without help, but had to go this way first, since he could not develop upwards by his own strength, without faith and grace. Only in deep need he had to gain and ask for this strength. Such a man experiences therefore a total transformation of his whole thought process, and this brings him the greatest blessing. Where, on the other hand, man deals only superficially with thoughts of an afterlife, these thoughts will never be able to take deep root in his heart. And the human being whose thinking is lukewarm and indifferent, is far worse off, the Lord's grace is passing him by without a trace. Also then suffering again necessary, in order to turn such a human child towards a serious way of thinking. And so the suffering will always remain a giver of blessing for countless earthly children, because nothing is more detrimental to the soul than an inactive state, extending over many years, and so the time of favor of the embodiment is considerably shortened, because the time of sluggish living there without work on the soul, is completely lost for these people. And if you want to escape suffering, then your time on earth is also uselessly lived, if you do not unite yourselves with the Heavenly Father out of innermost drive and feed yourselves through prayer and intimate union with Him at the source of grace, and thus reach the height which you are to strive for. Who has grasped this with all his heart, suffering will no longer press him, because he then willingly bears this for the Lord and Savior, the divine Redeemer of mankind. Amen.